Welcome to another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It's Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Today, I'm talking with former Congressman and current Republican gubernatorial candidate, Asa Hutchinson. We'll talk with him about the campaign, his opponent, and a whole lot more. But first things first, here are some of today's headlines. The state of Arkansas rested Monday after trying to make the case that former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shaffner participated in extortion and bribery. Monday, the jury watched an hour-long video of the last delivery of $6,000 broker Steele Stevens brought to Shaffner. The defense will have their turn in court today, and it's possible we could see this case move to the jury sooner rather than later. Lawmakers are set to discuss whether the state's paying school teachers enough. The House and Senate Education Committees meet this morning to tackle the issue. They'll examine where Arkansas ranks relating to neighboring states and if more can be done. According to the state, the starting salary for a teacher is around $30,000. The average salary is roughly $47,000. State lawmakers will also get together later today to talk about how to best tackle those icy roads. A committee will address what worked and what has not worked when that winter weather strikes the natural state. At issue are conditions like the ones we all witnessed last week that affect Interstates 40 and 55. Drivers who crossed into Arkansas from other states said they saw a noticeable difference. And of course, that contrast angers Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe, as we heard from last week. And speaking of Governor Beebe, he will be speaking to businesses looking to capitalize on tourism in Arkansas at day two of the Governor's Tourism Conference in Rogers. Beebe will speak at a lunch, will speak at a lunchtime event. And of course, we'll have more tonight at 5, 6, and 10 on KNWA News. Again, various sessions are planned throughout the day designed to help lure people to do business here in the natural state. Joining me now is former Congressman and current Republican gubernatorial candidate, Asa Hutchinson. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always good to be with you, JR.
Hey, let's just go right to it. How's the campaign going?
Well, it's going well. It's busy. Nobody would think it's 8 months out, and we just soon have the election today, but we got 8 months to go. And I've campaigned before across Arkansas, and the response is better than it's ever been. The state's changed. It's much more conservative in its thinking. People are engaged, starting to get engaged in the governor's race and following it and realize how important it is for Arkansas. So we like where we are right now.
We were actually talking about this the other day when you stopped by the studio and just how long you've been at this. It will have been almost 2 years. That is a long time to be running for governor.
Well, it's way too long.
Yeah.
And you look at last year, I had to engage in the NRA school safety initiative, which took a substantial amount of time while I was running for governor, because we announced in January a year ago. So we've been at it well over a year. And you think about all the things that have happened. We've had Dustin McDaniel raise $1 million and drop out. Mm-hmm. You had Bill Halter running, and then he shifted out. And so there's been a lot of changes in it, but it's settling down, and we're getting into the home stretch.
And let's talk about that for a second. We mentioned the home stretch, especially the last couple of weeks. Your campaign, the Ross campaign, have gone back and forth quite a bit. You mentioned it yourself. We're still 8 months out. Do you have to pace yourself? I mean, obviously we are. Well into a 24-hour news cycle nowadays, especially with Twitter and social media and things like that. What do you do to pace yourself on something like this before, you know, maybe voters get burnt out on something like this?
Well, they can. Mm-hmm. The voters' attention. They've got a lot going in their lives. They're trying to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. They're not focused on politics. And part of it is there's so many candidates out there this year,
yeah.
And so as time goes on, you're going to have so many candidates on television that it's hard to break through the clutter. And so that's one of the reasons we started our media campaign early, is to let people reacquaint themselves with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is a good time, and, you know, it'll, you know, we'll be up and engaged through the primary, and then hopefully it'll quiet down a little bit and pick back up in the fall. So you do have to pace yourself through the course of it.
Mm-hmm. The Ross campaign, they spent a lot of money already. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to ask about this. The Republican Governors Association has spent a lot of money on your behalf in this campaign against Mike Ross. Mike Ross, the Democratic Governors Association, is in the same thing. What do you think about that outside money coming into state races? That's just something I'm interested in.
Well, I think everybody would prefer not to have all of the outside money come in because you can't control it. You don't know what they're going to say. You can't coordinate with them. And so, you know, it is challenging from a candidate's perspective. There'll probably be more outside money spent during this campaign than the two candidates will spend themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact is, too, that, you know, the Democratic Governors Association spent a lot of money attacking me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Republican Governors Association has also run ads. So that's just part of it. I think it's important for the public to know that we don't coordinate with them. We can't control that message. And so all we can do is get our message out, which is very positive about jobs and about improving education in Arkansas.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. Have you ever, it makes me wonder, have you ever seen an outside ad that maybe is attacking your opponent? Have you ever cringed at some of the ads that are, you know, quote unquote on your behalf, even though you really have nothing to do with it at all? Like, has something ever caught you off guard, I should say?
Well, maybe sometime in the past, but quite frankly, the ones the RGA are running are right on target.
Yeah.
I mean, it just simply says that there's, three or four bills that Congressman Ross voted for.
Uh-huh.
Stimulus, bailout, and so on, and spent trillions of dollars along with Nancy Pelosi. And those are the facts, and Congressman Ross has complained about it, but he's never disputed the accuracy of the facts. And those are issues that he voted for. And, you know, I think that's an important message for people of Arkansas to understand that Mike Ross spent a decade in Congress being one of the close allies of Nancy Pelosi and in much of the legislation. So I don't cringe when the RGA runs those ads, but we'll see where it goes from there.
Sure. I do want to talk about your ad with your wife. That is it's a great ad. I think it's something different too. I know people kind of getting to see that side of you, that side of your family. Kind of talk about making that ad a little bit.
Well, I'm very proud of Susan. We've been married 40 years, and it was just an opportunity for her to talk about our meeting and our life together. And it is it's a great ad. I mean, we sat there and just talked about our courtship and how I hitchhiked across Arkansas to date her in Memphis. But it's primarily about her and her talking about me, and I'm just very grateful for her. I think it's a super ad. I'm anxious for everybody in Arkansas to see it and see her.
Yeah, it is. It's a great ad. I want to get to this. 2006, you ran for governor for the Republican side. You lost to Mike Beebe. 8 years later, you're running again. What do you learn over the course of 8 years that help you prepare for another run at the state's top office?
You know, it's well, sure, you always learn.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've spent the last 8 years in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running businesses and managing budgets just like everybody else, so you learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a heart for public service, and so you know, I've gained an experience and understanding, but at the same time, the big difference is the Arkansas politics has changed. You look at Arkansas in 2006 versus now, and it's a world of difference. And now we have Republican control of the legislature. We've got a more conservative voting population in Arkansas, and that goes to my benefit. And so politics, you know, I say my politics hasn't changed, but the politics of Arkansas have changed, and that's been to my benefit.
And stay on this subject for a minute. What have you already seen this time around as far as maybe out and about campaigning that's different, again, this time around than it was back in 2006 because the state, you know, it obviously is a lot redder now than it was?
Well, one, there's because of the frustration of folks in Arkansas with Obamacare and what's happening in Washington, a lot of them just say, I'm not voting for another Democrat. And that's part of the temperament. Secondly, they see, as they have great respect for Governor Mike Beebe, but they still see a need for a fresh set of eyes, a new approach, do things differently in Arkansas. And I think I represent that, and so I get that response out there as well. And so, you know, I see both greater institutional support, because I can go to the Delta and I can have Republican leadership there with me that's been elected. So there's greater institutional support, but there's also a, you know, a more conservative thinking of Arkansas that's more in line with the direction I want to go.
What would you do? What would you do if elected for the state of Arkansas? What would be your first step as governor of the state of Arkansas?
Well, my passion is jobs and economic development, and so that's the focus. If you look at the first, from the day one that I get elected, first of all, there'll be a hiring freeze so that we can get control of the growth of state government. We're going to initiate tax relief for middle income, try to have more competitive tax structure for Arkansas, lower our individual income tax rate. We're going to focus on computer education that will allow us to offer computer science in every high school in Arkansas within 4 years that costs only a minimal amount of money. So these are things that I will do immediately with the legislature, and all are designed to increase economic growth in Arkansas and the creation of jobs for our young people. That's my passion, and that's what I'll do every day.
You're obviously a Republican, so this next question, I mean, we know that, but when you look at Mike Beebe, he's been a very popular governor. Won all 75 counties back in 2010, despite that Republican wave election. Obviously, you would do certain things differently, but what would you do differently than Governor Beebe this time around?
Well, I mean, one, like you said, Governor Beebe is very popular. In fact, has one of the highest approval ratings of any governor across the country. But you look back in 2006, and Governor Huckabee was very popular as well. And yet, after 10 years of Governor Huckabee, the Arkansas voter was ready for a change. As to things that I would do differently, I've just really outlined them. It's I mean, every person is different.
Right.
And people don't want, as much as they respect Governor Beebe, another 8 years of the same. They want somebody that takes a fresh look at things. And, you know, the biggest difference is that I do want to change some of the institutions or the structures of Arkansas, such as our income tax code that has put us at a disadvantage in growing jobs compared to Texas and Mississippi and our surrounding states. And so it's a leadership, it's a focus that I want to bring that I think is unique to my candidacy.
And you mentioned this a little bit, but what would you do business? How would you make Arkansas a more business-friendly state? Obviously, we are. It feels ripe for the picking. You know, we have a lot of availability, but sometimes we miss out on bigger opportunities for business. So, how would you go about making Arkansas a business-friendlier state, if you will?
Well, a couple things.
Yeah.
You know, businesses locate here because they like the business-friendly environment. They look at regulations. They look at also incentives, and they look at their tax structure. So we want to be competitive there. I want to make sure we are pursuing opportunities for industry to come back to Arkansas. There's, I think it's seven automobile manufacturers that have located overseas that are looking to come back to the United States that, and obviously are considering the South. We need to be right in their front door. We need to be knocking on their door, making sure they consider Arkansas and doing everything we can to capture that. So it's the governor is, one of his responsibilities is to market this state and to go after that business. And there's many opportunities there. So I both want to have a competitive tax structure as well as to emphasize computer science education but then also just to solicit these businesses and make sure we compete with our other states in going after them.
I've got one more question for him. I'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy, but one thing that I've thought about a lot, we elections, you put a lot, you know, there's always headlines about who endorses who. Does that matter anymore? Because you see, again, Governor Mike Beebe, popular governor, and won all 75 counties, as we talked about, in 2010, but that was a Republican wave election, and necessarily his popularity didn't carry a lot of other Democrats. You say the same thing in the race for Senate, and even your opponent with former President Bill Clinton endorsing them. Do you think endorsements, really and truly, do they carry a whole lot of weight to the regular voter?
I really don't, and particularly Arkansas. Arkansas has such an independent voter. Mm-hmm. They're going to make up their mind. And sometimes you get a one-day story because of an endorsement, but by and large, it has no significance. And, you know, Mike Ross has been endorsed by Governor Beebe and former President Clinton. And, you know, they're great assets of Arkansas, but Arkansas wants fresh ideas, wants a new leader, and I applaud those type of endorsements, but you know, I don't think they, in the end, make that much difference.
All right, former Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson. Hey, it's always a pleasure. Let's do it again soon, okay?
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, JR.
All right, thank you very much. This has been another edition of The Natural State of Politics. For our director, Jeff Campbell, I am JR Davis. You can see all of our podcasts on NWAhomepage.com. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.